Hey, you going, legends? This episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink. With four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina, and immunity without artificial colours, flavours, and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
How you going, darling? Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Well, mate, you're back as usual. How are you going?
Good, mate. Sorry to let rip laughing. How are you going, mate?
I just asked you, mate. How are you going?
I'm good. Sorry, bit of a humorous start here. I'm good, mate. Good. Good couple of weeks off. Mm-hmm. It's been lovely. How about you?
Same old.
Nothing's really changed too much.
We are on fortnightly episodes.
We are, mate.
Why?
We should actually open this a little bit up. You guys deserve to hear it.
An explanation.
I got burnt out, I don't know about you, doing it every single week, and it just got to me, and if I wanted to continue doing this, which I do, I had to change something. So it kind of goes back to a quote that you might know of, Brownie. Few of our listeners might know of too. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And that is something significant that we had to change and implement to A, feel better, and B, keep doing the podcast.
Although we're going fortnight, I think it'll probably be more of a positive change.
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that our weeks are very, you know, Monday release the episode, Tuesday do a snippet, you know, Wednesday post the tile, Thursday we don't really get time to ever think about the next week.
No.
And then we spend, you know, Saturday recording, Sunday editing, and it goes. So
thinking about the next week plus just thinking about ourselves.
We're gonna get an opportunity now to bring you guys probably better
fierce content.
But we're also gonna have opportunity to do things like bonus episodes at times.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Some merch or branded material.
We open this can of worms now. We're going to open it in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. We're going to have some opportunities probably to work with some sponsors and stuff like that. More, it's just going to be long-term. It'll be a better move.
So, yeah, it's essentially what seems like a step back, which is also turning into two steps forward. So I think that's a little bit of takeaway for people.
Well, if you haven't listened to the last episode or one of the episodes, you're going to get opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
And reflect and...
It's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it'll be good. We'll have far more energy.
Gosh, yes.
Some weeks where, you know...
There's a reason we had to go fortnight. Let's go. We wrote it at last, but something that stretched you, something that was sweet and a lucky band.
Stretch?
Yeah.
Trying to work out how we're going to do all this.
Yeah. Lucky band is stretch. Sweet, sour, lucky band. Sorry, I said that wrong.
Okay, sweet, sour, lucky band.
Yeah.
We'll go lucky band first. I just said it.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I think we've been stretched to find how, well, the best combination of doing things.
Yeah.
But I think even... Once we came to the conclusion we're going to do fortnightly, I think even now we're finding that during the week we've got opportunity to do more things for ourselves, but also for this podcast, which we can get into later on.
Yep.
You?
I agree with that completely. It's definitely a stretch. And also another kind of different type of topic of stretch was the run I went on 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
39 degrees, went for a 10K run. I was just in a different mind frame. I had a few demons. I was like, fucking...
Nice.
The last 2Ks, earphones out, and I was just talking to myself. I'm a serious self-talker in those times, and that was all mental. That stretched the shit out of me.
Yep.
Something sweet, mate.
Sweet in the last two
Rather
weeks.
Than the shit stretched out of you.
I went to the theatre for the first time.
Oh, you told me that. Watched the opera.
Not the opera. You know, I had that moment before the show started. The curtains up there, and I thought, gee, I've seen this in... In my sleep before, you know, imagine the Nick's mullet out there having a chat.
You did send me a Snapchat.
The intro music going. Could we ever make the theatre? I don't know.
I think we can with the opera behind us. That can be our intro music live. Like the West Australian Symphony Orchestra does our intro leaves.
If you want bloke-to-bloke intro music played live at the theatre, please send us a message. We'll make
send
it
Send us lots of money to make that happen too.
You?
Something sweet. Oh, while I'm on my running high,
okay.
My 5K run,
yep.
I was stoked with. I did it in 1830.
Yeah.
I wanted to get under 19 minutes.
Yeah.
And set my watch up so it would keep my pace at, so I'd finish at 18:30, and I did.
Pro strategies.
And I was stoked with that. Yep. Absolutely wrapped.
Sour.
Oh, hot weather. Bit too hot. I'm really trying to take this nice and easy this week. Like, yeah, not too serious. Just too hot for too much.
Yeah.
How about you, mate?
Sour?
That sucked.
Oh, just usual rubbish with work and all that jazz.
Yeah. Oh, we could go on a really, really serious sour note that Poppy passed away the other night. But I mean, it's a sour, but I message you the positive. You got to look at the positives in this.
Yep.
He did miss out on the absolute bloodbath that we had on Friday. So
Stonks.
Oh,
dear me.
So the last 2 weeks have been diabolical.
Yeah. Well, look, for me. Look, Friday. I don't know how to put this, really. I feel like if you've just invested in stocks, you're copping it. But
yeah.
All right, I'll say one thing and then I'll turn it the bloke to bloke way. Friday was so bad that literally the police were calling. They were calling in backup. There was not enough police to deal with this crime scene. It was just blood everywhere.
So if you or anyone you know has invested in shares, they lost money on Friday.
Okay. So the typical bloke to bloke, two things. One, turn it into a positive. Buying opportunities are coming.
And Poppy didn't have to witness
that. No, and Nick's, didn't have to. Two, so the buying opportunity. And two, that if you are sort of new to stocks and you're seeing it go down, just, I beg you, please.
Hold.
Don't sell. You hold. Hoddle. Nothing's changed. Everything's going down. It's just the way the market is at the moment. Your businesses that you've invested in haven't changed.
See, that's what it comes down to. Like what you've invested in, if you trust the process and what they are, the management, the little crash that happens to all the shares and companies, it doesn't matter.
Quick exercise before we move on. I know there are a lot of people that are new to investing or want to know some information, so we'll do a quick demonstration of this.
Yep.
Give us a company that went down that you have.
All of them. Okay. Axe.
Okay, so has Axe changed management in the last week? Has their product changed? Have they had a bad announcement? No. It's all just market related. Nothing's changed. Yeah. So
AXE, Arch Metals. Yeah.
So you just hold because you know, throughout the year the graph fluctuates, but when you zoom out, it's fine.
And we're back on Stonks. You updated your portfolio with your safe
purchase. Both had some buyers. I bought a significant amount of an ETF called VGS, which I already previously held.
What are they worth?
They're about $100 a share.
And I bought just under that amount.
Yep.
Of what's it even called? AGE is the code.
If you want polar opposites, Nick and I, we have here's a mullet. I have clean cut haircut.
You have safe ETFs. I have uranium. I have just bought stocks.
The safest Australian stock. And you have bought one of the biggest speckies out there.
Uranium specky.
Moving on. Song of the week.
I thought about this when I was driving here. I've been playing so much of Jack Rivers' album, 2019 album, Sugar Mountain. But I believe my song of the week, mate, is Run to Paradise by Choir Boys.
Beautiful.
Oldie, but it's a fucking... Yep. It's a perler. That's my fourth most played song in my on-repeat album.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a whole lot of ABBA and Jack River.
Cool. I'll be quick. I've been doing a bit of exercises, running out of time, as you have as well. Fatboy Slim right here, right now.
That's actually a hot song.
It gets you through. It's good.
That's a hot song.
Number six in Australia, we reached.
Shit, yeah.
New PB, we hit. Previous P was 10, we hit 7, we hit 6.
So we hit 10 with number 1 in health and fitness.
Yeah.
Then we hit 7 at number 3.
Yeah.
And then we hit number 6 at number 3. So that's probably, number 3 and 6 is probably on par with 1 and 10.
Okay, so I think lessons learned were that the health and fitness industry in terms of podcasts
big
is strong. There's some real big names out there, and it's great to be in that company. It's great to be in that company. I don't think anyone near us is in recording in their bedroom with a shotgun mic setup. So it's we're in great.
That's wicked.
We're in great company. Yeah. I think I don't know if you're probably not a podcast guy as you've mentioned before, but I've checked some of those out around us. Fantastic to be involved, sort of in the charts around them.
Nah, gosh, yes.
But to be number 6 in Australia, I think we are running the most budget the most kind of budget set up, and set I just up. Think it shows
in the top 100 probably.
I think it shows that being relatable and giving people some.
I was going to say we're two absolute top blokes and legends that dish out high quality content.
Sure, but I think
you can be
sometimes that look we do. Well, we think we give quality content, but I think sometimes the content and the setup you've got and all the advertising stuff sometimes is you're overlooking what actually people want, and people just want to listen to two blokes letting it just out.
No bullshit.
Being relatable.
Yeah.
So once again, that number six on the charts is not because of really us; it's because of the people that listen.
Oh gosh, yes, gosh, yes. So I know, thank you, everyone.
I know that we've got quite a few listeners. We had over 13,000-14,000 for a 7-day period over the last week.
That's
so
red hot.
If you're new here, welcome.
How you going?
Thanks for coming.
How you going, darling?
Yeah, thanks for coming on board. It's
been a wild ride.
Yes, absolutely. building on that, we have used the break wisely, as we mentioned, to put some things in place in terms of merch. We asked what people wanted, and there's an overwhelming majority
for two things,
two products. So we're going to make it happen.
We are, mate. We actually are. We've put this off for for about 15
and
weeks.
This is what we're both trying to get through to people about going fortnightly. Just because we're not going to have a podcast on the Monday every second week doesn't mean that there's not going to be things for you. Trust me, there's going to be things for you.
So yeah, as I said, it might have seemed like a step back, but it's actually two step forwards.
Do we want to let people know roughly what's coming?
T-shirts, yep. I think, yep. And hats.
What kind of hats?
For all you hat enthusiasts, that all the hats I wear, this hat isn't actually one of them, but my Elders hat, my Nutrien hat, my Naughty Customs hat.
Let's make it clear, this isn't just a hat, it's not a cap.
No, you're all going to have Country Trucker hats to choose from.
Big shout out to them.
Legends.
Yep. Country Trucker caps.
So yeah, premium. It's the good stuff that you'll want, not little poxy hats, so don't worry, it's going to be fucking sick. So, probably going to be two colourways, a light colourway and a dark colourway.
My suggestion? Jump on Wee Money, put a savings budget in, get saving because you want to buy these. They are going to be good.
I don't think we're going to order too many either, so they're going to
be quick. Be quick. We'll give you notice.
Maybe a little bit of notice. Quarter of the week. We just thought of this when we were writing this up. It was very fitting.
Yep.
For this whole topic.
I think it's something that we've probably both, to some extent, learnt.
Absolutely. Obviously, everything we say, take it with a pinch of salt. It's situational at times.
Absolutely.
But it's not mean. Intention to insult or whatever it might be.
General comments, but hit me.
Yeah, I'll hit you, mate.
Quote of the week.
You've got to be comfortable being alone before you can be comfortable with someone else.
It's the classic. It's the classic. You've got to love yourself.
You do. You have to be comfortable in your own skin. You have to be comfortable in your own company before you can give time, effort, energy to someone else. Because while that someone else could make you feel amazing and could make you feel great, and if you're with them 6 out of 7 days of the week, what happens on that 7th day of the week? They're not there. They're not with you. You go back to this old habits. Yeah, before you met them, you might have been miserable in who you were and how you're feeling, and you didn't like your company. You're with this person, you feel great. When that person goes, you go back to that person. So it's really, really important to be comfortable, happy, not necessarily always happy, working towards being happy in your own skin, in your own company, before committing to someone
else. It's also about what you can give your significant other, or to some extent your friendships, but if you can give your significant other, you know, your time and your energy while looking after yourself, that's the main thing, right? If you aren't able to look after yourself,
absolutely.
If you're struggling, right,
yep,
you're lonely, you can't enjoy your own time,
yep,
you're not doing much, how can you expect yourself to be able to give someone so much?
For sure
it
and
doesn't really work like that.
And you might be able to do that, but at the end of the day, the second they're gone, the second they go home, the second they go on holiday, that all your bad old habits will come back and you feel like shit. So it's really important to...
It's okay to be lonely or to feel...
Oh, shit, yeah.
...lonely, right? But there's a difference between feeling lonely and then being comfortable being alone, right?
That's actually a good point. No, yeah, well said. Absolutely. So that's what we're going to dive into today. We've decided to make a quote directly related to the topic.
How to be happy alone.
Yeah. So that can cover, writing this out, it's like, oh shit, you first see that, you're like, oh, being single. That's being in a relationship as well. Because in a relationship, you're not always with that person. So, there is a alone time, believe it or not.
Absolutely. So our experiences.
Firstly, do you like being alone?
Me?
Yeah. Do you like your alone
time? Right now.
In this day and age, just right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because I feel like we both live this kind of lifestyle, but we do so much.
Yeah.
Right? Life is busy for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Life is stressful.
Yeah.
There's demands, right? If you're in a relationship,
yeah,
you've got to give, right, to make, yeah, the other person feel happy. So you're giving in a relationship, you're working hard at work.
Yeah.
We are quite active. We like exercising.
We're fit as fuck.
We like exercising, so we go to the gym or we go for a run. That's, yeah, time out of, yeah, our day.
Or we swim and drown.
We are running a side hustle or a business or a, yeah, podcast, whatever you want to say this is. We're running something on the side. We get to our alone time, mate. That is the time that I just switch off. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And my alone time could be going for a walk. It could be just laying in bed doing nothing, watching TV. It could be doing anything, right? But yeah, I need it to switch off.
Absolutely.
If I don't have that alone time, the things I just mentioned suffer.
Yeah.
Productivity down at shit, work. Yeah. Don't want to exercise.
No motivation.
Grumpy.
Yeah.
Yep. So right now, is my experience the same previously? No, absolutely not. This is something that being happy alone, I've learned.
Yep.
Coming out of my ex-relationship, yep, moving into this, yep, one, I really struggled going from 100 to zero,
yep,
where I was doing so much and busy as usual, and then, you know, something gets taken away from you and you're like, right, I have all this alone time,
yeah,
I'm so lonely, and that's, yep, when you just do stupid things like going out drinking just, yep, for the sake of it,
yeah,
and then in the moment it's fine and you don't really notice it, but then now looking back, or even as I sort of came out of that period, I'm in a good relationship,
mm,
but I need my alone time.
It's, yeah, I'm, oh, gosh,
I'm,
yes,
I'm actually comfortable with it.
Yep.
And before, I was probably that person that didn't want to be doing,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
Like Saturday night, right? If I had nothing on, I'm happy to just chill.
Oh gosh.
But,
yes,
I was like dreading, like, if I, what are you doing Saturday? What are you, yeah, doing Saturday? Someone's,
yeah,
got to be doing something.
Yep.
So it's, that's,
we need to go. We need to go. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's my experience.
I think that's huge that you go from 100 to zero when you have a breakup. And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, which is why we get a lot of people about asking about relationships
before,
and stuff.
Before you move on to yours, can I just say a point about going from 100 to zero?
You can, mate.
The issue of being alone in that single period there, going from 100 to zero, actually comes from being in the 100 within the relationship. So I didn't probably have enough alone time.
Yeah, that's,
therefore,
a good point.
I never actually was alone enough to,
this
become,
is, yeah, no, fucking,
so
off,
that when it goes away to zero, I haven't actually learnt while in the relationship having my own time, and now I've got all this alone time. You need to find,
yep,
your alone time in the relationship so that,
fucking,
you're not going,
oath,
you're going from 60 to zero or 50,
no,
to zero.
That's a great point.
So, which I have now. That's,
yeah,
my experience. Yours?
So that, well, that directly relates to quote of the week. You've got to be comfortable being alone before you can be comfortable with someone else.
Absolutely.
Before you can be with someone else, sorry.
And you could apply it to me. Came out.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't comfortable. Got comfortable.
Yeah.
I had some great sort of time just really working on myself.
Yep.
And then moved into a relationship where I was comfortable, and,
yeah,
now.
Oh gosh, yes.
Great.
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
I used to be very social. I used,
yep,
to always go out, used to do things, want to do things, see people. Used to have to ask someone to go to the beach, all this stuff.
You and I had a period of going out Saturday nights weekly.
Footy time? Yeah.
Weekly.
That was, we all did it as a team and together.
Did we?
It was sick. We were younger. It was cool.
I'm sure there was a team of 30
team
blokes that ended up as you, me, and two others or something every weekend, but that's all right.
We culled the week.
The midfield group.
Yeah, the squadron. So, yeah, I was the same. And then since starting all this up, since moving out, weight belt, obviously you take such a chunk of friends out of that situation that you see so often. And you just learn and adapt. I love going to the gym alone. I love doing,
yeah,
things. I love, even Christmas time, I went down south of Tory.
Absolutely.
Spending so much time with someone that I enjoy spending so much time with.
Yeah.
We go to the beach and I just wanted to go wander down the beach, go for a little,
yeah,
swim.
Cool.
That's my alone time. I really like being out in the water, looking out, thinking about my own thoughts. So even though I'm with someone that I really enjoy the company of and love being with,
yeah,
I still wanted my alone time, which I really craved and wanted.
Small side note.
Yes.
Around both your experience and mine, do you think alcohol has some part to play in this?
Shit, yeah.
So, you just said that you used to be really social and now you take all your mates out. But do you think that part of that now, like, I assume, because this is me as well, you're,
yeah,
not dying to go out tonight on a Saturday, right?
No.
Right. But you were wanting to,
yeah,
go. So do you think alcohol is a part to play in that? Like,
well, would we go out as often if there wasn't,
absolutely,
alcohol involved?
Absolutely. And I'm trying,
yeah,
to get that discussion point around. I don't want to go out tonight. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
And back then I was dying to go out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just feel like alcohol and going out is just like as we always say, it's just a coping mechanism.
With balance, awesome. But when you're resorting to do that so frequently, that's not going to be the best remedy to being happy alone in the long run.
I'd literally rather crack the blonde ale.
Oh, they're good, hey? They're so easy to
make. Rather crack it right here, right now, at like 11 a.m. than crack it at 7 p.m. out tonight. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
Like that's
chill from that.
That's
yeah.
just like how I'm feeling. Yeah. And I feel like that does have. I don't need to be surrounded by people.
Yep.
At the moment, you know.
So I think. Yeah. And I think old relationships I've been in, the being alone bit applied to me of the 6 days a week, seventh day I wasn't with them, didn't know what to do with myself, just missed them, just needed to be around them. And you obviously can miss the person you're with, but you also need to be able to have time on your own and appreciate that time as well. So I've had a bit of both worlds looking back, but I'm quite happy with how much I enjoy my alone. Hell, I probably enjoy it a little bit too much, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I, yes, very frequently I don't want to catch up with people sometimes because it's, and I also need to catch up with my own thoughts, and my alone time is my time to catch up with my own thoughts and feelings.
I feel like when you say that, it comes back to this thing that we probably don't think about enough, is that just day-to-day life, you might not feel it, but it is just so busy.
Yeah.
And in a world now where we're in our 20s where COVID is just so prevalent and everything, life is stressful. People are scared, you're busy, like you've got to remember that sometimes that, like you're saying, oh, maybe I enjoy it a bit too much. Well, you probably don't get a lot of it.
No, that's true, actually.
Okay, for example, like for someone that's posting on TikTok quite a lot, you know, or big following and stuff, like you probably don't switch off as much as you think. Like it's...
That's true. And so when I do, it's like, whoa, this is such a big alone time. It's like, hang on, it isn't really.
Absolutely. But bringing it back to this, I'm probably going to do this a bit because it's so relevant. Bring it back to this fortnightly change of the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't ever switch off from the podcast
because
we want it to do well and we love it and we want, you know, we want to see merch come out and stuff, but we don't switch off.
No.
So that's, I just, you know, no, bring it all into one. That.
Yeah. So yeah, to sum up a little intro there with our experiences, we've both struggled in being happy alone and trying to be alone, and we've both learned and we've both come to a realization that we're happy with how we spend our alone time and how we are alone, or working towards being happier.
Is that maturity? To a certain extent.
I'm going to have to say it is, Brian. That's a good call there, mate.
Part of maturing.
Congratulations. You've achieved maturity.
Being happy alone is part of growing up.
Yeah, and I think as well that young people in relationships and stuff, that crucial time of spending it alone, they never did. So when they break up after a five-year relationship at the age of 21, 20, they're like, fuck, what do I do with myself? This huge period of learning about yourself and maturing and learning things and trying things was spent with someone, not on your own, which is why if you're half-assed in a relationship in your teens and stuff, just as rough as it sounds, axe it.
Absolutely.
That's such a prime time to work on yourself and realizing how good it can be to be happy alone.
Yep. So fantastic.
So fantastic.
We've got some tips.
Tips and pointers.
Yep.
Tips and pointers.
Moving into that, I just wanted to read something, right? So spending time alone doesn't have to mean you're lonely.
Yep.
Alone time can be an opportunity to get to know yourself better, improve your mental health, and do things you enjoy, right? So there was a study done. This is what they come up with. Humans are social beings, hardwired to be connected to others, right?
Yep.
Social interactions, yep. Blah, blah, blah. At the same time, it's important to learn how to tolerate and even appreciate alone time in extended periods, right? You are going to be alone at some point.
Inevitable.
Maybe at some point in your life, it's going to be extended periods.
Yep.
Right? You're going to be alone.
Yep.
You've got to learn how to be happy alone.
Yep.
Hopefully, these pointers push you into the right direction.
We've got six or seven, some pretty common knowledge, but we'll touch on them all, break them apart.
I don't think anything really on this podcast is groundbreaking, as we always say. We're not scientists or psychologists yet.
No worries.
Yeah, we can.
Kick in the guts, someone, that's fine.
Someone can.
Brown to brown.
I wish.
Oh, you wish?
No, just kidding.
How do you take this mic off? First,
give us one, mate.
Yep. I'll start off with the first
one. This is the modern one, I reckon.
This is huge.
Yep.
I've applied it to myself.
Yep.
It worked for me. I appreciate it. I needed it. And
yep.
It can be difficult, but it's fucking worth it. Yep. Take a step back from social media and your phone. Is huge. Have you done it before?
Yeah.
It
not
is,
to the extent that you've done it, but yeah, of course, we all put our phone down.
It is incredible, the false sense of being around people and seeing people and all this stuff you get when you're using social media so heavily, and then you don't really get that, and then you're not alone when you're doing it, and it's just a shit show when you're glued to it.
I feel like when you're scrolling through aimlessly on social media, it's probably when you're in a bit of a rut. Yep. Or you're not feeling great, right? So you're, let's just say one of your lowest, right?
Yeah.
You're actually viewing people probably that are posting about their highest moments.
We discussed this.
There's a big bloody gap. Yeah. Social media, we could go on for ages. We can do another one,
Social Media 2.0. It was actually a really good episode if you haven't listened to that one.
People's posts that you're seeing on social media are from their best moments from the past month, year, whatever, right?
Yep.
While you are probably aimlessly scrolling in a period
not of low, in your best moment.
That is problematic.
That is quite toxic for your headspace.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
So that's it. Having the break. Get rid of it. Delete the app.
Sometimes you go...
I go full
quite hand. Extreme. Yeah. But that's not saying it's wrong. I'm saying you go extreme. You've done like no social media for... I haven't been contacting you for a week.
Yeah. I had a few people message me like, whoa, you're okay, bro. I was like, yeah, no, all good. Yeah. Just having a break.
But you could delete the app.
Yeah. So I've
screen time ban.
The first one I delete is Snapchat. It's just a pointless app. If you've got something to message me it.
Yeah.
It's just little things in people's days. Just appreciate them for what they are yourself. You don't need to share it all.
Yeah.
And for yourself, what are they doing today? Just worry about what you're doing today.
Absolutely.
For once. So take a step back from social media and your phone can be one really key piece of advice.
A good one I like.
Being happy alone.
And we'll come on to exercise later, but a good one I like is just leaving the phone at home when I go for a run.
Yep.
No one can call you when your phone's not on you. Anything like that. So you've written down there, you should do the opposite.
Yep.
What's the opposite?
Get out in nature.
Go for a walk.
Yep.
Get some air. Take your phone. So for example, you drive to the beach.
Yeah.
Put the phone in the glove box.
Leave your phone at home. You're going to the beach to go walk through the sand, have a swim, walk back from the sand, get in your car. You don't need your phone. If there's an emergency, there will be someone around. You don't need your phone to flick through messages, to flick through Instagram, to put a story up, and you feel so much better for it. Putting a story up, getting that little sense of validation because someone replies with love heart eyes, in the long term, doesn't help with you being happy alone.
And we're not saying being on social media is bad and you need to get off it to be happy alone. We're saying that if you're stuck on it,
if you're struggling,
constantly scrolling, and you're in a bad mood or something's happened and you're at a low and you're just seeing all these highs, it's not going to be good for you. So sometimes it's just as easy to reset yourself.
Yeah,
put the phone
away. That's what it can be, a reset. It could be a 3 or 4 day reset and you'll be amazed at how it can be. And you might not think social media is a problem. It could be without you realizing nothing changed.
Only one way to find out.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. That's a huge change you can implement to help yourself feel better.
Yep.
Hot.
Number two.
Brown. You go, mate.
Look at the positives of being alone, and that's something that we try and do here.
Yeah.
And we try and apply it to all things in life, like we said with the stocks.
Yep.
Yeah. Negative. Right?
Yeah, I lost $8,000 on Friday. Yeah,
negative. Like I'm literally wounds everywhere. I'm just bleeding so much. But I can buy more. It's a cheaper share.
There is a positive. I can buy more.
The market's correcting. Long term, it'll be better for the economy. Blah, 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 blah.
Yada, yada.
Yeah. It's hard to do it. It is not easy. It is not as easy as listening to this podcast for two blokes saying, well, look at the positives, and you're just going to do it.
I know that.
You know that. Everyone knows that. But you got to try.
At the end of the day, as I've said this before, it's, yes, there is negatives. What is the point in focusing in such a negative mindset? You look at the negatives with a positive. You might think being alone is a negative. You've got no one to hang out with. You've got nothing to do. Look at the positive. I can go to the gym alone. I can focus on this thing. I can read this book and get some knowledge. I can do that with all this alone time, which is such a positive thing. It's inevitable you're going to have that alone time, so you may as well look at the positives.
Reset your mindset.
Yep.
And focus on the positives. So what are they? What are some for you personally?
I love my own space.
Yep, same. Especially at certain times of the day.
Yeah.
Coming home from work,
yeah.
I've been to the gym, tired, big day, as I said, things are stressful.
Yeah.
I like sometimes, just even if 30 minutes, just, close the doors, just whatever it is, just breathe.
Gosh, yes.
Enjoy your own time. What else?
No restrictions and freedom.
Yep.
You don't have to always see someone or in a relationship, you have to commit to them. While in a relationship, you want to do that, but sometimes you just don't want to have to worry about that lingering in the back of your mind. You got to do this thing. You got to see this person. You got to go on this date. It's great when you don't have to worry about this thing sometimes and embrace that.
So what you're saying is you can choose what you want to watch on TV if that's what you like doing. Yeah. You can choose what you're having for dinner. You're just fully free to do what you want to do.
And
sometimes that's what you need.
And sometimes when you're in a half-assed relationship, I know how simple as it sounds, but just even the smallest lingering thoughts of, I'm going to be late to work, I've got a message and I'm going to be late, I wanted to go to the gym, they wanted to see me. Like, just not having to worry about those things is really amazing until you do find someone that you might find, see, it's your soulmate or someone you really love being with, and you want to make these, what's the word I'm looking for? Commitments. What's the word? Compromises.
Yeah.
For them. And unless you find that person, don't worry about it. Look at the positives.
Yep. Lastly, with this one, it's an opportunity. It's opportunity to really sort of just focus on you and you only.
Yeah.
You get an opportunity to just block out absolutely everything going on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And just focus on bettering yourself, or what you can do, or
that is such a huge positive.
Hobbies, which is the next one.
Yeah. So focusing on yourself being such a big positive, when you're around people all the time and doing things all the time, you don't get that opportunity.
No.
So you should look at it, try to be grateful that you have the opportunity when you're alone.
This is one that I think is...
This is a hot one for you.
Really good. With something that we've done. We do this. Hobbies.
Hobbies.
An opportunity to learn something new.
We grew up learning how to make podcasts and go to school, podcast school. And
No,
we didn't. In our alone time, we committed to something. A, we didn't feel like we were alone or whatever, because we were focusing on these things, learning for ourselves, learning together.
Building on that, I think you might have done it. We haven't really spoken about this, but there has been plenty of times in my alone time where I've been alone, not lonely, but been alone, and I have spent numerous hours learning something new about this podcast. So how can I better... the content, the quality, we do spend our alone time learning something new in terms of this podcast.
Yep.
So you could start a side hustle.
Yep.
And you probably need your alone time
to do that.
You could spend your half an hour alone time. We get so many messages. How do I understand the stock market?
Yeah.
Where do I go? You need alone time for that.
It's such a niche thing to some people. Shares, that's, they do that. Those people do that. I'll never get involved with that.
They weren't born with the knowledge.
No, an investment for your future is such a big thing in terms of money. And we've discussed this, as much as we don't like to think money is such a big part, it is. And I think everyone should have somewhat little bit of understanding around shares in the stock market.
I'll even say another one, another hobby or a side thing or whatever, and I'll be humble with this one. NFTs, crypto, if that's something that you want to do, it's true. I don't know about it. I'll have to spend
at the end of the day. It's time spent learning something new you didn't know before. At the end of the day, which benefits you?
Another one to finish off that we really both like. If you've got alone time, or it's alone time that's spare, and you don't know what to do, put it to good use. Why don't you volunteer?
Yeah,
there are so many good community organisations out there that really value volunteers' time and really appreciate it, and you will get something out of helping someone.
And you've turned that alone time into A, bettering something for yourself and fulfilling your time with something good, plus if you're doing something good for other people as well.
With my work, I have quite a lot to do with volunteer-based groups. If you don't have that many friends, or you're looking for a new group or a social thing to do, and you're not really happy alone and you want to put your time to good use, right? Those groups are fantastic. You will meet like-minded people for a good cause.
Yep.
You'll feel so much better.
Yep.
It's just like win. Yep. So volunteer your time. It doesn't have to be. It could be the surf club, the footy club.
It doesn't have to be anything. You might think volunteering, you think, something hectic.
Mental health charity or something.
Yeah, something huge. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. It can be going down to the beach on your own, leaving your phone at home and not recording it and picking up rubbish.
Volunteers are the lifeblood of the community, mate.
They are.
Yep.
And yeah. Something like that. Do it because you want to do it. Don't do it because you want to share it.
Yep. Whew. Are you a volunteer of anything?
I volunteer a lot of my time in...
You're on the committee, aren't you?
Oh, the gym.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's volunteering.
See, it's little things like that, though. Yeah. Like you're making a difference, so you feel that's good true. About it. It's your valued time.
Yeah.
So it's good. And you'll probably learn something new along the way.
Probably.
Four.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. Sure?
Yeah.
Positive? Okay, I'll go. Acknowledge the things in life you're grateful for. Do you do this?
Okay, so I think the classic acknowledging what you're grateful for, gratitude thing, is like some influence and whatnot. Yeah. The journaling and everything. Okay, do I journal? No. It probably has its benefits.
Each their own, absolutely.
Yeah, it probably has incredible benefits.
Yeah.
something that I probably should do more is acknowledging the things that I have in life that are good. First of all, we have a roof over our head.
That's the one I...
We eat quite a lot.
I frequently remind myself this if I'm feeling down or lonely or anything.
Yep.
It's those basics that we take for granted,
yep.
which is food in the guts,
yep.
roof over my head, money in the bank. It's I don't know how to sound like not like a fucking loser saying this. Those things that people just don't have. I've got money in the bank, and I was like, I've always had it there. I've always been good with my money, but I shouldn't take that for granted be so grateful.
We could start at the top like that, and we could work all the way down to the fine tuning things. We are grateful for the fact that this podcast is just.
I'm wearing clean clothes.
This podcast gets out. We have the opportunity to put it out. We have the opportunity to talk about things we want. Like it's a good mindset shift.
It's crazy how much you can break down what you are grateful for.
Example: someone's having a bad day. They're lonely. Right? They don't know how to be happy alone.
Yeah.
Right? But you start thinking, okay, I'm going to acknowledge the things I'm grateful for. What have I got that I'm, you know, grateful for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting right now, scrolling through social media. So you have a device.
You have a phone.
A bed.
Yes.
A roof over your head. You've probably eaten today.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
You've got clean water.
You're better off than most people.
Yeah. Oxygen's at 20.9 parts per whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a normal oxygen level in the air. Yeah.
So you're better off even at your low than a lot of people. And then you build from there. You've got family. You've got some friends. Like, you just keep building.
You're good at a sport.
All of a sudden, that might just get you up out of bed and go, right, I'm going to stop smoking.
Yeah. I've just listed 20 things that I have in my life that so many people would do so much to have.
I feel like, although we did it in reverse order, acknowledging things you're grateful for might just be the shift for then you to go and learn something new or volunteer or start a side hustle. That's the mindset change.
I think
it's a big mindset thing. Gratitude. And gratefulness.
Yep.
Just be grateful for what you got.
So if you might be struggling with this, or it doesn't even have to be being happy alone, this could be something else. Pen and paper and list 5-10 really, really, really basic things. You've got an
opportunity to be alone.
Yeah.
In your own
space. Be grateful that you've got a pen and paper to write down what you're grateful about. Sweet. And take it right back. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Here you go, mate. Next one. This was you.
I think you need to...
You think or no?
To rest and relax... And exercise.
Switch off.
Yeah. So there was I read this the other day. 2018 study.
Mm-hmm.
People that exercise on a regular basis have 43.2% less poor mental health days. Right?
If that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So people that exercise on a regular basis have 43.2% less poor mental health days.
That's so just speaks for itself.
Short, sharp way of saying that is, you exercise.
Move your body, feel better.
You're probably going to feel better.
Yeah.
We've spoken about this, I reckon, nearly every episode.
So many times.
Okay, so here's a scenario for you. Get up.
Yeah.
Get some motivational music. Get Killing in the Name, Rage Against the Machine on.
Or Fault Line, Gear 1 version by Jack River.
You've listened to the Bloke to Bloke podcast. You've bought your Dr. V. You've used the hashtag Bloke... discount code. You're cracking the Siberian Rush.
Gosh, yes.
You are smacking it back. And we're not talking sipping. We don't sip around here. You're smashing it back, right?
Yeah. Gosh, yes.
And hey, it's healthy for you.
It is.
No jitters, no crash. You've had your Dr. V.
Yeah.
You're zooming down to the gym, or you're zooming out to the beach for a run, or you're zooming out for a walk.
Yeah.
You will come back. I promise you, you will come back feeling better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As we've discussed, it's not us two kids in their 20s discussing this thing that happens. It's science. It's fact. It's human biology.
Yes.
That your brain and body release hormones that make you feel better when you exercise.
Just quickly. When you get back, you're not going to, you know, after you've pumped the monster, you're probably going to go to bed and pass out. But if you pump the Dr. V, you'll be...
Yeah, genuinely. Like, generally. I don't have small days. Like, gym in the morning... Work sometimes, gym in the afternoon, or run. Like, that's
you're going down.
I don't have three.
Are you going down to the beach tomorrow for a bit of a run? You're going to definitely have your Dr. V.
I did this morning. Yeah,
we haven't had one this week actually, and that's probably why I've been feeling a bit flat.
Shit,
so,
no.
As we always say, hashtag bloke, 20% off free shipping for our mates at Dr. V.
Gosh, yes. Love them. That's the goodies, mate.
Yep.
Anything else on relaxing?
I just think So the reason why I actually wrote this one in is because I wanted to emphasize, and I've already said it a bit, but I want to say it again. It's mainly for those on the East Coast. In Australia, but it's probably going to happen here as well. COVID has caused so much fear and stress in the world that life is just very, very stressful
for people. Yeah.
people are getting sick. People are knowing people are getting sick. People know that people are getting, they're scared of getting the virus, yeah. right? On top of that, you've got your normal work stresses, relationship stresses, you know, your side hustle stresses.
Yeah. yeah.
The world right now is a stressful place.
Yeah.
The stock market, your hard earned money is getting plummeting. Smashed, right? You're seeing Netflix miss their earnings forecast. It's down 20%. You are stressed, right? You've got to relax.
If anyone holds Netflix, please message us.
You've got to have your alone time.
Yep.
And you've got to switch off and relax.
Yep.
If you are getting some alone time and you feel lonely, take that.
Yeah.
Acknowledge what you've got, as we said before, and use it to relax and switch off. And if that's the gym or if it's a sleep, a nap. Yep. Naps are good for you.
Fucking right.
Up to 30 minutes nap. You've got to do that.
Yeah.
Because I understand right now, like, the world is such a stressful place.
I think a big part of it, which I feel, is we've become accustomed to how stressful our lives are.
Yeah.
It's become the norm. So to actually relax is like, oh, I don't know if I deserve this. Relax, I don't know. Fucking oath you do. Well, just straight up, you deserve that relax.
What's the one time a year you relax the most? Usually people have them one time a year.
Christmas, New Year's.
Okay. I'm going to say that most people have in Australia have a one a year holiday.
Yeah.
Right? Can't go to Bali anymore, mate.
No.
You can't go from Perth to Melbourne for the footy.
No.
You can't go from Melbourne to Sydney for the weekend. Okay, no. Well, we can't anyway. They might be able to, but we can't. You can't go back home to the UK to see your family.
Yeah. Right?
That's the switch-off period, I think, the major one that people get once a year. You haven't had that now for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Fuck it. No,
when was the last time you had a holiday outside of WA?
Oh, yeah. Two and a half years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
yeah.
Big thing I used to do, I tried to take one holiday outside of WA once a year.
Yep.
I've done that since I was 17, 18.
Yep.
Haven't had it for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's hard. And people are stressed, and we are now getting accustomed to the idea that it's just...
This is normal.
January 1, December 31, just send it. Just send it. And
yeah,
if you're doing a side hustle, good on you, but you're working all the time. It's,
so if you're alone, I think you should look back on the things you do and say, no, I deserve to be alone. No, I deserve this relaxation period of time. No, I deserve to switch off. So that's another perk and way to manage being alone.
The last one probably adds everything we've set up.
Puts
it in one. So go on.
So I wrote this, if I can read it from here. Use the alone time you have to work on who you are and who you want to be. I think that's sums everything up we've discussed about acknowledging, about looking at the positives.
And
I think this can become very powerful if you can make that transition in your mind to actually go, yep, this is who I want to be. Yep, this is what I've got to do. Yep, no one's going to distract me from this.
I feel like you take 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, pull them all together and you do all those things, you come out with the final product, which is working on yourself.
Yeah.
Who you want to be.
Yeah.
Right? You've put your phone down and you've ignored all that best lives that people are posting.
Yeah. The fake best lives. Yeah,
you've looked at the positives of being alone, you know, you're focusing on yourself, the freedom.
You've started a new hobby, you've learned something new, you've acknowledged what you're grateful for, you've had a relaxation period, and now sum it all up, you're gonna use that alone time you have to work on who you are and who you want to be.
So you look at what you're probably not say proud of, but your flaws, I guess.
So look at your flaws and I want to snip this for TikTok. Look at your flaws and Look at your flaws as opportunities to improve yourself rather than dwell on them in a negative mindset. That is everything summed up. You've got flaws, you've got opportunities. You can have flaws and dwell on them in a negative mindset. That's up to you. That's not going to lead you in being happier or being alone. We've all got flaws. We've all got these things we wish we weren't like. So look at them as opportunities when you have your alone time to work on them.
The only way you can improve is to not dwell on them, but to look at them as an opportunity to get better.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
You know.
Shit, yeah. That's how you get better.
It's acknowledging, okay, this is a flaw I've got. Instead of sulking or just doing nothing about it, it's okay, that's what I've got. Now today is an opportunity to turn that around and make myself better.
Shit, yes. Absolutely.
That's the only way you're improving.
No, it is.
The sports stars, the AFL player. Does he go out? He's a goal kicker, right?
Yeah.
His trade is goal kicking. Does he go out and work on goal kicking? Yes.
Yeah.
But he's bad at handballing. Do you think he just ignores handballing?
No.
they work on it to get better. That's a flaw.
Yeah.
They work
on it. So he goes and he uses him time that he has alone instead of being doom and gloom. Oh, I do this bad, I got that bad, I got no hang out with hell. I've got this that I can work on. I'm going to go outside and fucking work on it. And that's the exact same situations, two completely different mindsets. And that's up to you.
It's a very easy concept to understand because it applies to absolutely anything you do. This podcast, we don't just work on the things we're good at. No. We work on the things we're poor at.
Yeah.
Time.
Which is nothing.
We're working on that. Audio quality. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Content. Yes. We think we provide some good content. We want to make it great. We work on that. You're no different.
Yeah.
Look at yourself as a business.
Yeah.
And it's, investing yourself, you're a business, invest in yourself and churn out positives.
There is, if you have shitloads of alone time, I'm talking shitloads of alone time and you're sick of it, you're not flawless. I hate to break it to you. I think you know that. And that is such an awesome opportunity to work on these flaws and better yourself for yourself. Not for anyone else. Do it for you. And it will be extremely powerful. And you do actually make a switch in your headspace when you go down this route of fuck yeah, this is who I want to be, this is how I'm going to do it, this is what I'm going to do, no one's going to stop me, no one's going to interrupt me. And that is a seriously powerful mindset to be in. I think people should strive for that if we've listed all these things, can't quite get your head around it, still not happy being alone, if you can grasp your head around that mindset, that is fucking powerful. And I hope that anyone that's in this mindset can do that.
I think we should leave that there. That's a good way to finish that.
Thanks, mate.
I think it's important to work on yourself every single day. Remember what I said about the success? 1% is every day.
Yeah, what was the end of it?
If you improve 1% every day, mate, you just get better every day.
That's it, mate.
Well, there's a really good saying I've been thinking about lately. It's I'm better today than yesterday, but I'm better tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm better than yesterday today. So today is better than yesterday.
Yeah.
But tomorrow I'm going to be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like every day you're moving forward. If you can take that mindset and work on yourself, you're going to be better every day. You'll end up be all right.
Yeah. What's the other quote that's exactly like that? It's like, I do things today. I do what I did. I do
today to improve yesterday.
So I'm better tomorrow. Or something like that. Yeah. I remember thinking the other day. And for me, that's why I train so much on my own. I don't train for anything. I don't have a sport. I just want to be better than yesterday. And so much of my alone time is like physically training to be better than yesterday, mentally training to be better than yesterday. That's all my alone time, which I work on myself with. So start giving yourself the same amount of time and effort that you give others, because frankly, you actually deserve it.
We should really all be happy in our alone time, and that's hopefully what people are working towards. Good episode, important episode. Yeah. I think hopefully, no matter how happy you are alone, that you can find something out of there that's useful.
Yep.
And if you aren't happy alone, then take these steps and hopefully you're working towards improving.
Yep. And a big one, if you're in a relationship, the importance of being happy alone is something you should not...
You need it.
You need it. You should not bypass that. Well, I'm in a relationship, I've got someone, I'm fine.
Yep.
You need to be happy alone.
Yep. Absolutely, mate.
Fucking oath.
Summing up sort of the intro, I just want to say...
Bloke of the week.
Gosh.
Glenn Maxwell.
Yep.
And Cummins.
Yep. And I was going to say as well, as we said before, please keep your eye out for merch. It's not going to be a massive drop.
There's going to be a few pieces.
Yeah, and we are so excited.
Fuck yes.
We are going to be planning this out over the weekend and looking to get it done pretty soon.
Get crack-a-lacking next week, hopefully. So follow us on Instagram at bloke2bloke. We will post some stories on highlights and what we want around that. And... yeah.
Hashtag bloke 20% off free shipping.
Shit, yeah, boy.
Docu V.
Love that. It's actually been
and obviously, as we said before, we'll say it again. As usual, we get so many messages, we get so many shares, so many comments, so much like. I mean, TikTok. I mean,
Fucking nearly famous. I follow follow Brownie on TikTok.
Thanks, man. I'm getting there. But some of the videos have gone bananas, and I reckon like 99% of the comments are like, thanks so much, boys. Like, you guys are legends. Like, I really, really do appreciate that. I know you do as well, and we do as well. If we had no one listen, we would probably be struggling as a podcast. So thank you.
Gosh, yes.
And we hope that you continue to support the boys.
Yeah,
the
and blokes. If you're struggling to be happy alone, hopefully you get something from this or any other topic we've discussed, you can get something from them. And I used to say this in the next episode, I want to start saying it again, if you're struggling with absolutely anything right now, we really hope that you can get through this and see light at the end of the tunnel. because frankly, you deserve it.
My ending comment is that if you're somehow listening to this, but you commented "pick me, boys" on,
we're going to open TikTok, that can of worms.
Then I hope you got something out of it as well, because those comments are literally, the podcast is about you. Anyway, Robbo.
Cowards. Okay. Okay, Brownie.
As always.
We're going to open that can of worms. I can't wait.
Mate. Thanks for drawing on the table. As always, mate.
I made it. Bloke to bloke, Brownie.
Bloke to bloke.
Thanks for tuning in, you fair dinkum legends.
For more bloke to bloke content, jump on our Instagram page and show us some love.